Blog Talk Radio.
Lord, everybody, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Amen. Glory be to God. Can somebody just say praise the Lord on tonight? Amen. Glory to God. Truly the Lord is worthy. He's worthy of the praises. He's worthy of the honor. He's worthy of the glory. Amen, Jesus. He's worthy of all of that. Amen. And we just come tonight to give him praise, give him thanks. Amen. Give him thanks for what he's doing. Give him thanks for what he has done. Amen. Truly tonight, people of God, I don't know about you, but I can truly say that the Lord has done me well. Amen. Truly the Lord has done me well. Amen. And we believe by faith that he's done you well on tonight. People of God, listen, as you're coming in, we want you to go ahead and invite someone else to come in on tonight. Invite them to come and be a part of the PNN. The PNN. Amen, Jesus. Just invite him to come on in. Amen. And be a part of what the Lord is doing. Amen. We're excited here about what God is doing. Amen. Glory to God. We have completed two full years. Jesus, we've completed 2 full years as of yesterday. Amen. And we will be celebrating on Saturday. We will be celebrating on Saturday. Do not forget. Amen, that the time change, amen, instead of starting at 9 o'clock, we'll be starting at 8 o'clock, and we want to invite you, come and be with us, amen. Don't forget the time change. It will not be at 9 o'clock, but it will be at 8 o'clock, amen. We'll be starting at 8 o'clock. We are excited, amen. We are blessing the Lord. Truly, the Lord has done us well. He's done us good, 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 amen. And people of God, we are just excited about that. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. As they said, make some noise, make some noise, make some noise. Hallelujah, because the Lord has truly done us well. Amen. Listen, people of God, we want to ask you to go ahead and invite someone to come in and be with us on tonight. Amen. Invite them to come in and be with you on tonight here on the prayer. Invite them to come on in. Amen. We want to let everybody know that this is a recorded line. You can get a copy of the broadcast. Amen. Jesus, simply text us. We'll give you two numbers at the end that you can text and get your copy sent directly to you. Amen. Glory be to God. We're excited. We want to thank God for all of our leaders on tonight, each and every one of them. And I want to thank God for my leaders on tonight. Amen, Jesus. Thank you, God, for, amen, our celestial intercessor. Amen, Jesus, who's gone on to be with the Lord. Thanking the Lord for him. Amen. The late apostle, Dr. S.D. James. Thanking the Lord for our senior apostle, amen, on tonight, Dr. Samuel Huggins James. And thanking him for our presiding bishop, Bishop K.A. Tina. Thanking him tonight, people of God. Amen. For my pastor, Apostle D.G. Taylor Sr. Amen. We just give God thanks. We give God praise on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. We're grateful, grateful, grateful. Amen. We are indeed grateful. Amen. It's another day that the Lord has kept us, and we're so glad about it. Amen. Glory be to God. And tonight, amen, Jesus, glory be to God. On tonight, amen, we're excited. We're rebroadcasting, amen. We're going back into our library, amen, quite a bit. Amen, Jesus. But nevertheless, we thank God for the fresh manna. Can somebody say fresh manna? Amen, Jesus. We thank God for the fresh manna, amen, that comes out of these broadcasts. Amen. So much word that we can use, word that can refresh us, word, amen, Jesus, amen, glory to God, word that you just don't think about, amen. You listen to it a second time, glory to God, and I'm telling you, you get so much meat out of the word that you wonder, where were you, amen, when the word came forth on the first time, amen. But we bless the Lord tonight. We give him thanks. We give him praise, amen, on tonight, amen. We glorify, we honor him on tonight, amen. We thank the Lord, amen, for this thankful Thursday, thankful Thursday on tonight, amen. Glory be to God, amen. We just glorifying him, amen. We're glorifying him for each and every one of you, amen, for what he's doing in your lives, amen. Glory be to God. We just bless the Lord, amen. We bless him, we bless him, we bless him, amen. Glory be to God. And we, amen, Jesus, we're going to endeavor not to hold you long, amen. But we thank God for this day, amen. I don't know about you, but I've been feeling all day long like it's Friday, amen, already. Glory to God. But we thank the Lord, amen, for that time of rest and relaxation, of entering into the Sabbath of the Lord, amen. I've been refreshing. And I just give God thanks and I do for that. Amen. Just bless them for that on tonight. Amen. Jesus, glory be to God. God, glory I am. Amen. The Lord has done us well. Man, he's done us well, people of God. Undeniably, the Lord has done us well. And thank him. We bless him. Again, we honor him on tonight. Glory be to God. We honor and adore him on tonight. Amen, Jesus. And we would that you get your hearts and your minds ready on tonight. Glory be to God as we get ready to go before the Lord. Amen. In the word of prayer on tonight to sanctify the line. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. Get our hearts and our minds ready. Amen. To hear what the Lord
says. The recording has started.
Glory to God. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. Amen. If you would on tonight, amen. Just come with me on tonight. Amen, Jesus. As I stated, amen, we just want to sanctify the line, get our hearts and minds ready on tonight. Glory to God. Amen. Song that comes to my spirit on tonight says, amen. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Christ the Lord, for he alone is worthy, for he alone is worthy, for he alone is worthy, Christ the Lord, for he alone is worthy, for he alone is worthy, for he alone is worthy, Christ the Lord. Now tell him God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, glory. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. We bless you. We bless you. We bless you, Lord. We bless you, Lord. Oh, glory to God. We bless you. Hallelujah. We bless you. We bless you. We bless you. Glory to God, hallelujah, from the rising of the sun unto the going down of the same. Your name, O God, is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Let us enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise on tonight. Let's begin to bless him and thank him. Glory to God. Thank him for his goodness. Thank him, glory to God, for how he kept us all day long. Glory to God, we owe him a praise. We owe him a praise. Glory to God, we owe God a praise. We owe him a praise. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, glory to God, Father, we thank you tonight. We thank you tonight. We thank you right now, oh God. We give you thanks. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory. We come, oh God, tonight to bless your matchless name. For there's none like you, oh God. And we just give you thanks. We just give you praise. Father, we thank you today. We thank you for another day. Thank you for another hour. Another hour that we can come before your throne of grace on tonight. And Father, we come on tonight. We come giving you praise. We come on tonight bringing the sheaves with us on tonight. Giving you praise, glory to God, for all that you've done. Giving you praise, hallelujah, for you've been good to us. And we just come to thank you tonight. We thank you for keeping us, glory to God. We thank you for keeping our minds. Oh, God, we thank you tonight. We thank you for keeping our minds. Oh, glory to God, hallelujah. Oh, God, we thank you. We thank you tonight. Oh, God, we thank you for keeping us from danger, seen and unseen. We thank you tonight. We thank you tonight. We thank you tonight. Glory to God. We thank you tonight. Oh, glory to God. We thank you tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank you. We thank you for your resurrection power. We thank you on tonight. We thank you, glory to God, for your Father, for how you died. We thank you for how you rose, oh God, with all power in your hand. And we come to give you thanks. We come to give you praise. We come to bless your name on tonight. We come to bless you one more time. Oh, glory to God in your presence on tonight. And Father, we're asking you even now, oh God, we're asking that you will look upon us. We're asking that you will look upon each and every one of us tonight. Look upon us, oh God. Look upon our households tonight. In thy precious name, Jesus. Father, we're asking you to forgive us of sin tonight. Forgive us of every sin on tonight, oh God. We're asking you to forgive us. Father, we're asking you to pardon our iniquities on tonight. In thy precious name, Jesus. We're asking you to do it tonight. We're asking you to do it tonight. In the name of Jesus. We're asking you to do it tonight. Oh, glory to God. We're asking you tonight. We're asking you to create in us a clean heart, renew within us a right spirit in thy precious name, oh God. We're asking you to do it tonight in the name of Jesus. We're asking you tonight, glory to God, oh God, to come. Oh God, we invite you tonight, oh God, in this worship experience. We invite you tonight, glory to God, to have your way, Father, to do as you will on tonight in thy precious name, Jesus. We're God, it cannot do in the name of Jesus. Were you to glory to God, heal body tonight? We're asking you to do it tonight. Oh, glory to God. Father, do it as only you can in thy precious name, Jesus. We're asking you to move tonight. Move tonight among us in thy precious name, oh God. Look upon every heart, every situation in thy precious name on tonight. Father, we're asking you to move by your power, move by your anointing, move by your spirit tonight in thy precious name. Glory, oh God, have your way on tonight. Have your way in us on tonight. Have your way in us, oh God. Have your way through us. Have your way with us tonight, oh God, in thy precious name, Jesus. Father, do what you will. Do what you will in thy precious name, oh God. Father, we're asking you tonight. Oh, glory to God. Father, we're asking you tonight, Father, that glory, oh God, cause your glory to be revealed. Cause your glory to be revealed in the precious name of Jesus. Father, do it tonight. Oh, glory to God on the altar. Father, look on the altar of the hearts of your people. Father, look on the altar tonight. Look on the hearts tonight. Father, for you try the reins of every heart, oh God. Father, look on the hearts tonight. In thy precious name, oh God, Father, see the needs and the desires, and we're asking that you move tonight, move for your people tonight. Glory be to God all over the world. Father, move tonight in thy precious name, oh God, move in the wind, oh God, in thy name, oh God, move over the airways. In thy name, Jesus. Oh, Father, do it tonight, do it tonight. Oh, glory to God. Fire, you're the most. Oh, Father, do it tonight. Father, do it as only you can. In the name of Jesus, move in families tonight. Move in situations tonight. Oh, glory to God, that parent tonight. Oh, God, that's crying out for their children. Father, we're asking you tonight, Father, to move. Move by your spirit, oh, God. God, Aya. Oh, God, move tonight. Oh, God, against the hand and the plan of the enemy in the lives of your people. Father, cause there to be victory, oh, God. Victory over these airways on tonight. Victory in the lives of your people on tonight. Father, move. Oh, God, for you are the victor. And we thank you tonight. We're thanking you, glory to God, that you're our battle lads. In every battle, every situation, every circumstance, oh, God, you're our victor. And we're thanking you tonight. Thanking you for moving for your people. Messiah. Oh, glory to God. We thank you tonight. We thank you tonight. Father, we thank you tonight. Thank you. Hey, Galaboshaha. Oh, God, thank you for moving by your spirit. Thank you. Oh, God, thank you for moving by your anointing on tonight. In thy precious name, oh, God. Thank you for moving in the hospitals. Thank you for moving in the nursing homes. Thank you for moving in the jails, in the prisons on tonight. Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise. Thank you for moving in the halfway houses. We thank you. We give you praise. We glorify you. We honor you tonight. We thank you. Glory. God, thank you for moving. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for moving. Oh, glory to God. We thank you tonight. Oh, God, we thank you tonight. We thank you tonight. We thank you for setting every captive free. We thank you tonight. Oh, God, I'm Messiah. Oh, God, thank you tonight. Thank you for breaking every chain. Thank you for breaking every chain. Oh, God, we thank you. We bless you. We honor. We glorify you. We thank you for doing it tonight. We thank you for moving for your people in thy precious name, oh God. We thank you tonight. We bless you tonight. We honor you tonight. Father, we say have your way. And we thank you, glory to God, for this PNN. We thank you tonight. We're so humbled, oh God. We thank you for the work that you've begun in the earth. We give you thanks. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory. Father, we're thanking you on tonight. Cause your glory to be revealed on this line, in this people. Father, we bless you. We thank you. We honor, we glorify you tonight for the great work that you've done, for the great work that's yet to be revealed. Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise. Oh, God, and we lift our hearts on tonight. Glory to God. We're asking you this night, oh, God, to bless your speaker. Bless her, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Bless the woman of God. Bless her on tonight, oh, God, wherever, Hayada Mosiah. In the name of Jesus, bless us tonight, oh, God, for your word sown. And for this, we give you thanks. For this, we give you praise. For this, we give you glory tonight. Father, we thank you. We bless you. Oh, glory to God. We thank you. Oh, God, thank you for your word. And we declare, we decree, oh, God, that it shall not return unto you void. Cause it to fall on good ground. Cause your word to call Vasa Moshaha. Cause your word to fall on good ground within your people on tonight. And, Father, for this, we give you thanks. We do give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory. Your matchless name, Jesus, we do pray. In every heart on tonight, glory to God. Say amen, amen, amen on tonight. Glory to God. Amen, amen, amen on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. We bless him. Amen. We bless him. We bless him. We bless him. Glory to God. We bless the Lord. Glory to God for his goodness, for his grace. Amen. We give him praise. We give him thanks on tonight. Amen. Jesus, truly the Lord is great. Yes, the Lord is great, and he's greatly to be praised. Amen. He's great, and he's greatly to be praised. Amen. Glory be to God on tonight. Amen. People of God, we're not going to hold you. Amen. I know we always say that. Amen. Glory to God. Amen, Jesus. We just love you so. Amen. We just love you. We appreciate you so. Amen, Jesus. But we're going to go ahead and call, amen, Sister Mary Holland. Amen. If she will come and do our scripture reading. Glory be to God, people of God. And then we're going to go right into the word on tonight. We will be rebroadcasting on tonight. Amen, Jesus. We'll be rebroadcasting. We're going to the library on tonight. Amen. And we are so grateful. Amen. We thank God for you. We thank you for coming. We do. We do. We do. We do. We thank you for coming. We're thanking the Lord for the word. Amen. That is about to go forth on tonight. Amen, Jesus. And we want you to get all you can all you can get. Amen. Glory be to God tonight, Sister Mary.
Praise the Lord. Give it honor to God, to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to Evangelist Bradley, to our PNN advisors, to our PNN prayer wars, to our listeners near and far. To read will be coming from the 47th Psalm. Oh, clap your hands, all ye people, shout unto God with the voice of triumph. For the Lord Most High is terrible. He is a great king over all the earth. He shall subdue the people under us and the nation under our feet. He had chewed our inheritance for us, the excellency of Jacob, whom he loved, Salah. The harp is gone up with a shout, the log, the sign of a trumpet. Sing praises to God, sing praises. Sing praises unto our King, sing praises. For God is the King of all the earth, sing ye praises with understanding. God reigneth over the heathen. God sits upon the throne of his holiness. The princes of the people are gathered together, even the people of the God of Abraham. For the shields of the earth is honor to God. He is greatly exalted. Blessing to the readers, the shields, and most of all, the doers of God's holiness.
Amen, amen, amen. As Sister was reading that scripture, you know, people, God, listen. A lot of the Jewish songs that they sing are actually the scriptures, and a lot of times we notice that in the scriptures they it says the Song of Solomon, or it says a different song of the particular scriptures. Well, if you ever have an opportunity to attend a Jewish ceremony, a Jewish service, a lot of times, most of the times they do sing the scriptures. So the Psalms, amen, they actually sing those songs. I know we're reading them, but they're actually singing them. And it's such a beautiful, beautiful experience. When I attended religious studies at Georgia State, we actually had to go to one of the synagogues and sit in on one of the services. It was beautiful. Amen. But as she was reading the scriptures, it just brought forth, amen, there's a portion of scripture, just a little portion of scripture that I want to drop to you. Amen, Jesus, in a song. Amen. And this song says, the Lord shall be king over all the earth, and there shall be. The Lord shall be king of all the earth, and there shall be just one Lord, and his name shall be one. The Lord shall be king over all the earth, and there shall be. The Lord shall be king over all the earth, and there shall be just one Lord, and his name shall be one. Amen. Read that scripture. It just brought to mind, amen, that song, amen, the Lord shall be king over all the earth, amen, Jesus, he is king, amen, he's subduing things unto himself, amen, Lord, be reconciling the world unto himself, amen, and we just give him thanks, we give God praise, amen, just wanted to drop that little melody, amen, there to you. Amen, Jesus, for truly the Lord is good, good, good. Amen. And tonight, people of God, amen, as we stated, we're not going to hold you long. We just wanted to, amen, Jesus, get you ready for the word on tonight. Amen, Jesus. And tonight, glory to God, we will be, amen, blessed by one of our PNN advisors. Amen. On tonight, glory be to God. Of course, she's no stranger to us. Amen. She's no stranger at all. Amen. Listen, we are not strangers. Amen. We're just one big happy family. Amen. And we just thank the Lord. Or should we say one big blessed family? Amen. Glory be to God. We're blessed. Amen. We're blessed, people of God. And tonight, people of God, we're going up to Lawrenceville, Georgia. Amen, Jesus, the woman of God up there. Amen, Jesus, who truly loves the Lord. Amen, she's a teacher. Amen, her hands are always, when I tell you always full, her hands are always full. She's ministering, amen, even when she's not on the live. Amen, and we thank God for her. Amen, to have her, amen, a part of this Prayer News Network Global. Amen, Jesus. And tonight, people of God, we want you to receive the woman of God. Amen, Jesus, who truly has the heart of God and the heart of God's people at heart. On tonight, we want you to receive none other than, amen, Minister Ali Booker.
Woman of God, God bless you. God bless you. God bless each of you all tonight. We praise God. For each of you all, we praise God for Minister Bradley. We just want to thank and praise God for another day that he has kept us. He has healed us, provided for us. And for that, we tell him thank you. We thank God she got out all the permits on the pastors, the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, teachers, help the body of Christ as a whole. And all of you all that's far and near and all that have come and taken out the time of your busy schedule just to come to help us lift up the name of Jesus tonight and to give him glory, to give him honor, and to give him praise. I do magnify the Lord for the Holy Ghost. I praise God for his keeping power. I bless the name of the Lord. He's worthy of all praises. And glory and honor is due unto his name tonight. And I just want to tell him thank you. And I bless him tonight. I bless him tonight because he brought us once again. Once again. He brought us together just to give him glory. He brought us once again just to praise him. He brought us once again to magnify his name. He brought us once again to lift up holy hands. He brought us once again that we can come and fellowship together. Again, I do honor the Lord for Minister Bradley and the work of her hands. I bless God for the vision that God has given unto her for this day and time in which we live. I praise God for every pastor. And everyone in their respectable praise, I bless God. I bless God for the EPC Nation. I praise God for the ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm not going to be before you very long tonight. Some may say she says that, but she stayed a little longer. I would say if it be the Lord's will, it's not my intention to be before you long tonight. Knowing that tonight a lot of difficult. Some of us have faced a lot of situations and circumstances. But in the midst of all of that, God still deserves all of our praise. God still deserves all the honor. God still deserves that his name be magnified. He still deserves his name be glorified. In the midst of everything that we face, all the obstacles, when your body's racking in pain, he's still worthy. He's still worthy of glory. He's still worthy. And we come tonight just to lift him up with you all tonight. We praise God. We just want to thank him once again. And yes, I'm telling him thank you because, saints of God, this is just another day. The Lord has truly kept us. And after keeping us, we still have a mind. And we still have a desire to tell him thank you. We still have a mind and we still have a desire to live for him. We still have a mind and we still have a desire to lift him up. We still have a mind and a desire to hope in the Lord. We still have a mind and a desire to hold fast. To hold fast to the faith that we once delivered unto the saints of the Most High. We still have a mind and a desire to press on and see what the end will be for us. We praise him tonight. We praise him tonight. I know many have left your homes today. Bless you going out here. Bless you coming in. That's enough to tell him thank you because somebody didn't make it. Somebody didn't make it today, but we did. Somebody did not see this time of evening, but we have. And for that, we tell him thank you. For that, we tell him thank you. Somebody tonight don't have a roof over their head, but we do. Somebody tonight have eaten their last meal and don't know where the next one coming from. Oh, but I do believe in my heart that God is a provider. I do believe in my heart that God is a protector. Why? I'm glad you asked the question because the scripture says so. And I praise God tonight knowing that his word is infallible. His word cannot change. God's word is absolute truth. God's word is infallible. God's word is unchangeable. God's word is what we can stand on. We can stand on his word. God's word is incapable of error. God's word would never be wrong. God's word is trustworthy. God's word is without flaw. It's absolutely true. God's word is. And we can stand on that absolute truth. We can build up on absolute truth. We can hope up on absolute truth. We can tonight. We can trust absolute truth. We can. God's system is one system that we can absolute trust. No other system that we can absolute trust but God. If you get married, you say, to death do us part. There are a lot of things to part of. Sometime in marriage besides death. But we say, and we stand before and in health, for better, for worse. And we say, for richer or for poor, don't we say that? All those that have been married, and for those that have committed relationships. Let's say that. We say, I pledge my love to you. We say that. But there's a lot of things can come and depart you. A lot of things can come and interrupt relationship. A lot of things can come. You get you this job, you spend all that money to go to college, and they promise you you'll get a job making so many figures when you come out, and sometimes you come out with debt. Some people that is able, they don't, but there are a lot of them that come out that in debt for a long period of time, thinking that when you come out, you're gonna find a job in your field. Or you're going to find a work that's going to pay you that money that you was promised. Oh, but there's one promise that stands sure. There's one promise that would not fail. There's one promise that does not fail. God's promise is stand sure. God's promise stands sure. Yea, though it tarries. He said, wait on it. Did say so. He said, wait on it. Wait on the promise of the Lord. Yes, self in God is saying amen. You know, people can fabricate everything else. You've got a counterfeit of everything else, but truth stands by itself. So I'm only praying because you want somebody to believe in your relationship with God. And you want somebody to believe in the vision that God has given unto you. But sometimes you won't find that. And sometimes with her, You look for someone to believe in you and to push you sometime in relationship. You would sacrifice yourself to push someone else ahead and to invest in their dreams and their vision and their business. And then when they make it to, I say, the big league, I'm going to use that. And when they get to the big league, they forget who it was that held the hand up when their hand felt like falling. And when they get to the big league, they forget who it was that prayed them through. When they get to the big league, they forget, hey, who it was that you can make it. Forget who gave them that push. They forget who gave them that boost. Mm-hmm. But one thing is that stands for sure. God's word stands. It stands for sure. And if we're going to build up on anything, we got to build up on a sure foundation. In the Lord. Yes. Because everything else can fall apart. I don't think no one gets married for a relationship to crumble. I don't think no one gets married. Sometimes it includes it too much. At this day and time, people want a divorce. You haven't even gotten a chance to know each other. So when time things get a little heated, we want to bail out. It's the same way in God. I think sometimes we forget we are in a relationship. Sometimes I think the people of God forget that you're in a marriage. Because when you're in a marriage and you don't fall, you fall in head over heels in love with this man called Jesus. When you fall head over heels in love with this man called Jesus that gave his life, and you take on his name, we forget that it's a relationship. And a relationship, you can go outside that relationship, or you shouldn't go outside the relationship and court someone else. You shouldn't go outside of the relationship and hook up. You shouldn't go outside that relationship to be intimate with someone else. We shouldn't. Are we talking about a relationship? And we talking about God's word tonight. Being God's word is infallible. Stand on his own marriage. It does. It promotes himself. He has all authority. Can, but he can't. But in him, there's no deception. In him. It doesn't matter where you find yourself tonight. You can stand on God's word. We can stand on it. It's just faith. You can stand on the word. Trouble in your home tonight. You can stand on God's word. He'll still be a bridge over troubled water. Oh, yes, he will. He'll still be your shield and your buckle. Yes, he will. He'll still be your hiding place. He will still be your provider. He'll still be your keeper. Yes, he will. He'll still be the lifter of your head. Yes, he will. Yes, he will. If we trust him. And we just continue to lean this way. And we continue to say, Lord, I'm in a bad place. I'm in a bad situation. I'm in a bad predicament. But I'm going to trust what your word says. You'll never leave me, nor will you forsake me. That you'll go with me to the end of the world. Standing on what you said, God. And I have no choice because I don't look to go to the right, nor do I look to go to the left. And I can't back. I can't go backwards, so I got to go forward. Therefore, Lord God, I'm depending on you to lead me. And I'm depending on you to guide me. What you told me, son, when I've done all I can do, hey, he said, stand. Yes, sir. Yes, he did. He said, just stand. When you done done all you can do, Stand. When you don't pray all you got in you out, and you have nothing else left, and the only thing you got is just a waving of your hand. Oh, glory. Sometimes a waving of your hand will do what you say. I'm flagging you down, Lord. When you come sometime in your life, you have nothing else to say, but Find nothing else to say, but Oh, did you not know he know every morning? He know every groan. Oh, he know. She know it. Stand on what the word says. Stand on what the word says, because it can't fail. It cannot fail us. It cannot. It will not. It will not fail us. It will not, saints. And I know it get hard sometimes. We got teenage children, or we got children, period. Regardless of what age they may be. A mother don't stop being a mother because the children get a certain year old, a certain age. Because I used to hear my mom say, God rest her soul, that when they're on your knees, you know where they are. But when they grow up and leave and they're supposed to build up, they're on your heart. Mm-hmm. But I bless the name of the Lord tonight that his word stands. His word stands. His word stands. If you battle in your mind, you can stand on what the word says. Or what you mean? I'm glad to ask the question. God promised, God said that he will renew our mind. He will. He will renew our mind. And he said, if you seek me first, the kingdom, seek him first, the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness. He said, everything else I added to you. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So sometimes you have to say, Lord, I'm giving you my mind. I'm giving you my mind because right now my mind is wavering and my mind is unstable. My mind, God, it's just playing tricks on me. My mind, God, is getting away with me. My mind. And then, if you go in the Word of God, he'll tell you, let this mind be in you. Uh-huh. You're right, your mind is getting away from me. We'll write my mind here. It is, God, it is. My mind is. My mind is playing tricks. Yes, my mind playing tricks on me. But he says, let this mind be in you. That was also in Christ Jesus. Let this mind be in you, that which was also in Christ Jesus. So find out what mind Christ has. And when we find out what type of mind Christ has, Christ's mind should not be overthrown. No. That's why our mind has to be renewed. It has to be renewed. Our mind got to get transformed until it becomes the mind of Christ. And when it becomes the mind of Christ, then we'll mind the things of God. We'll mind the things of righteousness. We'll mind the things that is truthful. We'll mind the things of purity. We'll pay attention to those things. Not that you're going to be ignorant to say the wicked device, but you'll know what it takes to keep your mind in perfect peace. When your mind is torment, find out what it's going to take to keep it in perfect peace. This mind, let this mind be in you, which is also Christ Jesus. And who mind stayed on the Lord? He said, I'll keep you in perfect peace. Yes, you'll have peace in the midst of trouble. And people wonder how can that be so? That person is a mercurial person. Yes, we ought to be mercurial people in the Lord. Yes, we should be. And he'll keep your mind in perfect peace, because the enemy comes to steal the mind. He come to play house with your mind. He come to play tricks with your mind. And sometimes we allow him in our mind's eyes. We allow him to come and take house in there. And you know the truth. We know the truth. But sometimes we allow the enemy to come and speak nothing in our ears. And then your mind get off track just like a wheel on a bicycle. Or the train, you come off the, when the train come off that bicycle thing, and then you can't tell it in, because the chains don't pop off. Tree down, I saw a young man sawing. He was sawing the tree. And matter of fact, my grandson at my house, he was helping me out. Well, he was doing the work. And I said, he helped me out. And the chain popped off the saw. And the saw couldn't work no more. Therefore, he had to go get put the chains back on the saw and crank it up again. Sometimes our mind, the chains jump off. Yes, sir. You got to go get the word of God, that chain, and put it back on there. Uh-huh. So it can get back on track. So it can operate like it ought to operate. Uh-huh. Yeah. We talk about the word of God, standing on it. being steadfast in it. He didn't say it's just one car, so God make a way of escape for you too. Mm-hmm. When we take the mindset of Christ, when we take on that mindset, Jesus knew what people were saying. He understood that they didn't ever want to love him. Even though he was sent to die for us all, even in this day and time, things don't got so corrupt and things don't got so out of hand. And then I was reading in the scripture today about insurrection. He said these things were going to be in government. He said all this stuff going to be. And now they don't got so bad that people now, if you're not of this party or you're not, then you don't go to that church no more. Now the mind is on. The chains don't jump off. Uh-huh. The train came off the rail. Uh-huh. Off the track. Yeah. That you'll leave the house of God? Because of the word of God not going to conform to your way? It never will conform to the ways of man. Man got to conform to it, but God's word would not conform to the ways of man. God's word was not designed to conform to the world and the way the world thinks. We in the world, but not of the world. Our mind got to be conformed to his words, his ways. Uh-huh. His thoughts not like our thoughts. His ways not like our ways. Mm-hmm. And so when you find yourself, you say, my mind. Oh, God, not mine. My mind. And then we have to place our mind in his hand. We got to place our mind in the word of God. We got to go in there and find out what God said about the mind. And then you start relying, and then you start speaking speaking the word out. For the scripture declares that I got to let this mind. And then you have to tell yourself, I refuse not to let my mind. I refuse not to let my mind think like the Lord. Mm-hmm. You go in there and you find out what your rights are. You go in there and you find out what God has said concerning you. You go in there and you find out. I was reading today in a book today that sometimes people don't ever want you to forget your past. People don't ever want you to forget that you messed up. People don't ever want you to forget that you made a mistake. Somebody forever holding your past or your past mistake over your head. And sometimes they dangle it right in front of your face. Time you get in an argument or misunderstanding comes, there they go. Or they get suspicious, there they go with your past. And now the Bible says that you're the man, be in Christ, you're a new creation. Mm-hmm. Old things have passed. Behold, all things made new. So you want me to struggle with my past? Well, why did Jesus die? I got to struggle with my past. You want, every time you get insecure about something, you want to throw my past up at me, or every time we have a disagreement, you want to bring my past up to me? So be it. Because I thank God for a new mind. Uh-huh. Now, therefore, there's no condemnation. Hey, thank you, son. Hey, glory in me. Condemnation. If I know I repent, you know you repent. You know you got it right. You know you turn. You don't let nobody hold nothing over your head. It was a song, and it's still a song. It ain't no just one. It's all out in the open. I ain't got nothing else to hide. It's all out in the open. I don't have nothing to hide. So when you hide stuff, that's when the enemy can hold some over your head, because your hands ain't clean. Your mind ain't, Lord, I so hope we don't find this out. It's all mine out in the open. I don't have nothing to hide. Everything is out in the open. Forgave me. Mm-hmm. When you know God has forgiven you for a wrongdoing, and you know his blood, Jesus' blood, God sent his only begotten son, your praise, our praise, my praise. Oh, the every last one of us was sinners, lost with no hope. Jesus, God knew we were going to need Jesus, and so he sent him of the world, the sins of the all sins, every sin under the sun. Jesus have already come and paid the price for every sin under the sun. Every sin that have been committed, every sin that can you even think of, Jesus died for each and every one of those sins. But Paul asked the question, should we continue in it? No, I said no. Paul said no, and I'm in agreement. We shouldn't continue wrongdoing just because Jesus came and paid the price now. Come on, let's come on, saints. We're going to have to get some sense. We're going to have to get straighten our backbone up. Yes, sir. Shall we continue doing wrong? No, no. Shall we continue to teach? No. Shall we continue to lie? No. Shall we continue to be hiding and done? No. That's got to be a miserable life. I want to live the miserable name of the Lord. But I thank God for freedom tonight. I praise God for freedom, liberation in Christ Jesus tonight. Don't let nobody put you in bondage. For whom the Son of Man set free, he said you're free indeed. When he set your mind free, let it stay free indeed. Who can hold anything charged to God elect? Who? Bad about a mistake? Holding something over your head? Use what God give you. He prays something in your mouth. Use it. Open your mouth and use it. God's forgiven me, and I've forgiven myself. Now, therefore, there's no condemnation in me. Why? Because I am a new creation. My old ways are gone. And behold, all things made new. You don't have to try to convince nobody. Just live it. Just live it. They're going to see it. They will see that your life have been transformed. Your mind have been renewed. Your spirit have been born again. And God do to justify. We have to learn our rights. And God will give you such a, and when you come before ungodly men and the unjust courts and stuff, if we just learn to really, really believe, because they're going to bring us before unjust judges. You're going to be taken before unjust judges. And they know you innocent, but they're going to try you, and then they're going to make it look like you guilty. But God will give us such a wisdom. Hey! God will give such a wisdom in the midst of them. And they will wonder, but he don't want us to fear. He don't want us to fear. He'll give us such a wisdom and such a profound word that even make them be in amaze. And God will reveal the plan and the plot of the enemy. God don't have to use somebody as an example that he is who he said he is. Hey, glory. So he don't want us to be fearful of everything that's going on. He don't want us to be fearful. He don't want us to be fearful. Oh, they lie. They do this. No. The Lord. Brother Jesus said, Lord, if it's possible, let this cup pass. But nevertheless, that your will be done. Well, Lord, if it's possible, let this cup pass me. But nevertheless, let your will be done. I'm going to be honest with you, Lord. I'm a little nervous about this thing. But as long as you go here with me, as long as you be with me, I know I'll be all right. Saints of God. Saints of the Most High God. And all of us that have not repented yet and want to be saints. God made us a promise. And God is faithful to his word. We got to be faithful to ours. Sometimes you're on your job, you keep getting looked over. You're getting looked over. Some of us not really getting looked over. We just don't show ourselves that we want to do nothing. We don't want to move up. And we always, there's a lot of time, or we blame everybody else for our errors and our mistakes. And sometimes we just got to be honest and tell the truth about it. Lord, I have a problem with being there on time. Lord, I have a problem with following authority. Lord, I have a issue. So he can deliver you. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we stand in our own way. And it's not that God is not ready to perform, that we won't get out of his way so he can perform. Did you not know it's hard to do anything in unbelief? You can't work in unbelief. One day I believe what he said, and the next day I just don't know. You can't operate in unbelief. One minute you are fine, and the next minute, no. He said, don't be double-minded because you become unstable in all your ways. I'm talking about us tonight. I'm the word of God, the word of God talking about us tonight. Mm-hmm. Well, see, she ain't giving no scripture. Yes, I have. I give a lot of scripture. As the Lord will permit, for all of my belly shall flow rivers of living water. And all you got to do is open your mouth and he'll speak. He'll speak. Mm-hmm. But then, if the Spirit of God in you, the Spirit of God in you, you'll be able to discern that is what is of him and what is not of him. Yeah. You'll be able to know and we won't be deceived. Mm-hmm. So the word of God got to be here in our heart. That he will do what he wants. I had something totally different prepared. I hope. I did. It hadn't gone out the way Ali planned it. Or the way she thought. But God plans and God ways not like ours. Not like ours. But I thank God for his word. Because God's word will not return to him void. Did you not know the rain has to come? That the earth can be watered? So the earth can bring forth? It's the same way we have to be watered. So we can bring forth. Yeah. The word of God. The Lord's plan stands firm. It stands firm forever. His intentions cannot be shaken. God's intentions not going to be shaken. The word of God going to stand forever, saint. God's word. But the Lord came. Not my plan. Now, I can pray if it's in the will of God. Yeah. I pray that God bless it. And God, I pray it's your will, but if it's not your will, then it's okay if you put a stumbling block in. Because I want that you want for me. Now, I can have desires. He did, and he's given me the desires in my heart. And I believe that he will do just that. Because he said he will do just that. So she hadn't given us no scripture. Oh, yeah. You got a scripture. So if you just need one, let me give you one. It's just in case you just need one. The Lord's plan stands firm forever. His intention cannot be shaken. Praise the name of the Lord. Can't be shaken. God's word. God. Intentions won't be shaken. It won't be shaken. For the word of God is quicker and powerful and stronger than any two-edged sword. Even to the dividing asunder of the soul and spirit and of the joint and marrow. And if a discerner, listen here. God's word is a discerner of thought and intent of heart. Yeah. Well, when you hear somebody preaching or teaching or talking and things be brought up, you said somebody went and told. No. God's word is a discerner. God's word is a discerner. And God's word is a revealer of what's in our heart and what's in our thoughts. No one went and told no one anything. No one had no conversation. It's the Lord that revealed it. It's the Lord saying, I heard your conversation. I know your thoughts that are far off. And I know your very intent. And I know the way that you plan on taking it, even before you take it. That's what that thought about it. God's word is a discerner. It discerns of the thought and the intent of the heart. You need a scripture that you'll find it in Hebrews. Hebrews 4, around the 12th verse. Firm on what he says tonight, saints. We can stand firm. We can stand firm on the word of God. Yes, yes, we can. That's God's word. God's word. God's word is a sure foundation. Yes, sir. And God waters. He waters. He says some water, and God, he give the increase. Same way the rain has to come. The rain comes to water the earth. But you know, the earth know when it's time to bring forth. The old grass the new grass push away the old grass. And it comes. You put in the buds in the ground from last year, and it's perennial. And every year, you'll see the earth open her mouth up. And you'll see that plant push through the earth. And then before you know, you see these beautiful blooms. It'll grow up to a green salt, and then these beautiful blooms begin to come on the plant. Yes, the earth knows what time to bring forth that once been bedded in the ground, but then the water came good enough to wet that soil and get that ground soft enough so that plant could push through. Hey, sometimes the word of God has to come. And that if you get us soft enough, get our hearts soft enough, why? So the righteousness and the goodness of God can push through. He got to get that stony heart out of the way. He got to get that heart soft enough so the word of God can push through and the righteousness of God can push through. For as the rain cometh down and the snow from heaven, and return not. It don't return. Not. There's a button. Water the earth. And make it bring forth and bud. That it may give seed to the sower. And bread to the eater. Tell my word. Look at that. I didn't know this was coming up. So tell my word. Be that go forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void. But it shall accomplish. It shall accomplish that which I please. It shall. And it shall prosper in the things whereto I send it. I'm just a messenger. But it shall. His word will not. His word that goes forth out of his mouth, it shall not return unto him born. But it shall accomplish that where he pleases. And it shall prosper in the things where he sent it to. It shall. We'll find that in Isaiah 55, 10, and 11. That's the word. Every word of God is pure. He is a shield. Yes, he is. Or to them that put their trust in it. You'll find that in Proverbs 3. Every word of God is pure. He is a shield unto them that put their trust in him. It is. For he spake, and it was done. He commanded, and it stood fast. We can stand on him tonight. We can bank on the word of God forever. That word is in heaven. That's in Psalm 19. 119 and 89. Yes. By the word of the Lord were heaven made, and all the hosts of them by the breath of his mouth. Psalm 33 and 6. Saints of God, the word of God has said. We can thank on what the word of God has said. And when you're back up against the wall, that's not a bad place to be. So you know who the boss that got your back off the wall when all your bills were due and all the money spent. Didn't know how you were going to get out of your situation or your circumstance. For all your needs, according to my riches that is in glory. We have to stand on it. We have to stand on it. We have to say it out of our mouth. And we have to remind God. Lord, I'm standing on what you said. I don't have nothing else to stand on but your word. My body is racking in pain, Father. You declared by your word. You're a healer. Through Jesus Christ, I'm healed. I need to see the manifestation of that. Stand on it. Stand on it. Stand on it. In the midst of confusion, God will give you peace that surpasses all understanding. So he will leave us lonely. I'll send back the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost. He's a keeper. To bring all things back to our remembrance. And give us a heart of flesh so we can feel again. Because a lot of us don't have so many battles and so many storms that we can't feel like we need to feel. Do you know what you're talking about? Yeah, sometimes I've gone through so many battles, so many hard trials. I've gone through a lot of them in silence. Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. I think we got some Lord have mercy, Jesus. Couldn't do nothing but moan. Couldn't do nothing but groan. Jesus. Couldn't do nothing but call him. Jesus. I couldn't do nothing else but look to Jesus. I couldn't do nothing else, saint, but just call on his name. It's a Lord have mercy, Jesus. Sometimes I couldn't do nothing but just wave my hand. And I couldn't do nothing but say, you told me you'd never leave me. Not for Satan, you'll go with me to the ends of the world. I'm in a bad place. I am in a bad situation. Lord, I got three kids. They're depending on me, and I'm depending on you. And Father, I told people that you're able to do certain things. And now, look at me. I need you to bring deliverance. I need you to move, God, that they'll still be able to see and know you, God, and you faithful to your word. Sometimes I couldn't do nothing else but say, Lord, I'm standing on what your word says. And I said what your word said. Back to him. I ain't going nowhere. I'm not going nowhere. You're going to have to help me. You're going to have to help me out of this situation. Because I'm not surrendering. I'm not giving up. Because sometimes the enemy will say, now where is your God? Where is your God? Why won't he deliver you? And you have to say, just stick around. I know you're there. And watch God's word. Because God's word stands true. And God promises, yea and amen. And he will deliver. And if he don't, I know he can. I know he can. I know he can. God's word is a sure foundation. Tonight, saints of God, I encourage each and every one of us to stand firm on what the word says. I encourage each and every one of us tonight. Look unto the hills for which is coming our help, knowing that all our help comes from the Lord that have made the heavens and the earth. I encourage us tonight, cast your cares upon the Lord because he cares for us tonight. I encourage us tonight, no matter what's going on in our home, Lord, you said I can run to the rock that is higher than I, and I can be saved. And need salvation tonight. Jesus, you can come. Come to Jesus. while we dance. We can come on, come soon. If you fail, don't. Oh, you can't buy, don't. And if your body rocking in pain, oh, you can come, come on, come on to Jesus. Why we have time? Oh, just travel on in your home. You can come. Come on, come on, come on to Jesus. And if your government, oh, you see, you can't put no trust in them, well, why don't you come? And your job, oh, not so sure, why don't you come? Don't get me wrong, y'all. Oh, everything about the government ain't wrong. There are some sure things that we all have need of. Oh, but put your total trust in God. Saints, we can come. If you need strength, you can come. Will there be one? You can come. If there's not, Minister Bradley?
Yes, ma'am.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord on tonight. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. If there is not one on tonight, amen, and you, glory to God, anyone desires prayer on tonight, glory to God, we, amen, now open the lines. For anyone that desires prayer, you can press star 6 and come over on the platform side, and we will together take your petition before the Lord on tonight. If there's anyone tonight, amen, that desires prayer, glory to God, amen, that you can come, just come. Amen, just come over. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. I'm asking for prayer for a friend of mine, Mr. Al Houston, called me while we was online, and he was saying he took his mother to the doctor, and they found cancer on her liver and whatnot they can do for her, but I encourage him, let him know that God can do anything and all
Amen.
Things.
Amen.
So I'm just asking to just pray for her, Miss Geneva Scott.
Okay.
And pray for him. He's the only child, and he's been with her forever. So pray that God will comfort him and save him at the same time. He can do it.
Can.
Thank you so much.
Amen. God bless you. Thank you. Amen. Amen. Anybody else tonight? Amen. God can do anything. He can do anything, glory to God. But what he cannot do is fail. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. We know that this is a small thing for the Lord. Amen. But we're going to put it in his hands. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He can turn situations around. There's nothing. Amen. As the prophet said, oh, Lord God. There is nothing too hard for thee. Amen. Glory to God. And that's where our faith, amen, is on tonight. Lord, there is nothing too hard for thee. Amen. Glory to God. Anybody else tonight? Anyone else tonight? Amen. With a prayer request, glory to God, you can press star 6. Just press star 6 and come over tonight. Amen. Come on over to the broadcast side. Amen. We're taking your petitions now. Amen. Anyone else tonight? Anyone else on tonight? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. The song says, God can do anything but fail. Oh, no, no, no. God can do anything but fail. He can do anything. He can do anything. He can do anything. He can do anything. Oh, God can do anything. Oh, God can do anything. Oh, God can do anything but fail. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God can do anything. He can do anything. Glory to God. Don't let your faith, amen, be captivated by fear. Glory to God. God can do anything. Amen. Somebody, amen. Even so now I feel someone on the line tonight. Glory to God. You want to come and ask. Amen. But fear has you gripped right now. And you're saying within yourself, oh, God, I don't know if you can. This situation is too big. This circumstance is too big. Glory to God. If I ask, God, will you do it? Glory to God. Yes, he will. Glory be to God. Don't let your faith, don't let fear, amen, captivate. Don't let fear hold your faith. Glory be to God. Tonight, just step out. Just step out and trust God. Just step out and trust God. Glory to God. Just step out and try God on tonight. Glory to God. Amen. Somebody's faced with a situation. Amen. We're here to tell you God can. God can. He's ready. Amen. He's able. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He can do anything. He can do anything. He can do anything. He can do anything. God can do anything. Oh, God can do anything. Oh, God can do anything but fail. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God can do anything. God can do anything. Glory to God. He can do anything tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But we know, glory to God, that he cannot fail. Amen. Anyone else tonight? Anyone else on tonight to God? Anyone else on tonight? Glory to God. Anyone else on tonight? That petition. Glory to God. That request on tonight. Glory to God. We're waiting on you. Amen. We're waiting on you. Glory be to God. Amen. We're waiting on you tonight. Amen. God can do anything. He can do anything. He can do anything. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Our Father can do anything. Amen. Glory to God. Anyone else tonight? Glory to God. Prove him. Glory to God. Try him. Glory be to God. Try him and see. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Anyone else on tonight? Glory to God. Anyone else on tonight? Anyone else on tonight? Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He can do. He can do. He can do. He can do. Oh, God can do anything. Oh, God can do anything. Our God can do anything. But fail. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let us go before the throne of grace on tonight. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you tonight. We thank you tonight, O God, for you are true to your word. We thank you tonight, O God, because you can do anything. And truly what you cannot do is fail. There is no failure in you. And we come tonight, Father, giving you thanks. We come giving you praise on tonight. We glorify you. We bless you tonight, for you are the great I am. We thank you tonight, O God, that all things are in you. Things were made by you. Glory to God. And in you, oh God, we live and move and have our being. And tonight, Father, we thank you. We bless you. We honor, we glorify you, oh God. We thank you for your word on tonight. We thank you for your word, oh God, exalting us, oh God, encouraging us, Father, to stand on your word. For in the beginning was your word, Father, and we're thanking you. Glory to God, for you are your word, and we're thanking you on tonight. Glory to God, for you, God, you cannot fail. And for this, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We thank you, glory to God, for you said by your word that you never leave us nor forsake us. And we're thanking you on tonight. We're thanking you, Father, for being true to your word. We're thanking you on tonight, oh God, that we're putting our trust in you. Glory to God, all of our trust. Father, we're putting it in you. And for this, we give you thanks. For this, we give you praise. And we're coming tonight, oh God, before your throne of grace. Father, we're coming, oh God, that we may obtain mercy on tonight. In the precious name, Jesus. In your precious name, oh God, we're coming tonight in thy precious name. Father, we're asking that you will look upon us now. Look upon each and everyone listening now upon this line. We're asking you, glory be to God, to look, oh God, upon every situation, upon every circumstance on tonight. Father, and we're asking tonight that you would have mercy now. Father, have mercy upon us. Have mercy upon us. Have great mercy upon us, each and everyone tonight. In thy precious name, Jesus. And Father, we're coming tonight on behalf of Brother Aya. We're coming on tonight, oh God, on behalf of him. Glory to God. Right now, in the name of Jesus, you see the situation, you see the circumstance, oh God, that he's be facing him even now, in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father, we're coming unto you. We're casting our cares upon you because you care. We're casting our cares upon you, oh God, because only you are able to turn situations and circumstances around. And Father, we're coming upon you. Ah, yes, hey God. We're coming unto you on tonight, oh God, for you have heard the report. You've heard the report, oh God. You've heard the report, oh God, upon his mother. You heard the report, oh God, but we know that you're able to turn situations and circumstances around. And Father, we're coming by faith on tonight. We're coming by faith together on tonight in that precious name, Jesus. And we're asking that you will look upon him. Look upon, oh God, look upon Miss Gracie on tonight. Look upon, oh God, Miss Geneva on tonight. In the name of Jesus, Father, look upon her tonight. Father, give her a miracle tonight, even now, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, give her a miracle. Oh, glory to God, in the name of Jesus. Father, because we know, oh God, that you can do all things, but what you cannot do itself. And we're asking that you will look upon her now in the name of Jesus. Father, look upon her now in that precious name, oh God. Father, perhaps on tonight, oh God, somebody looked at the x-rays wrong. Father, on tonight, oh God, we're asking that you will go, Father, and that you will touch her tonight. Father, we're asking that you would touch her from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet on tonight. In the precious name of Jesus, Father, we're asking that you would heal tonight. Cause your healing virtue, oh God, to go through and out of body on tonight. Father, from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. Father, to every fiber in her body. We're asking that you would touch tonight. Father, every inflammation on tonight, in that precious name, God, we speak to it tonight. And we command it to move. We decree on tonight it to move in the name of Jesus. Father, this is a situation, oh God, that you're able. Oh God, you're able to turn around. Father, you're able to get the glory. You are able to get the praise. And Father, on tonight, we're asking you tonight, Father, to get the glory out of this situation. Father, we're asking for a turnaround on tonight. We're asking that you will heal on tonight. In the name of Jesus, Father, show yourself strong. Show yourself mighty. Mighty to deliver. In the name of Jesus. Father, we're asking that you would do it on tonight. Father, we curse cancer on tonight. We curse it. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. We curse it. Hey, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we apply your blood. We apply your blood over her tonight. We apply your blood over her tonight. In the name of Jesus. We apply your blood tonight. In the name of Jesus, Father, in all that they thought was, Father, we declare, we decree on tonight. We declare healing on tonight. We declare turnaround on tonight. We declare redemption on tonight, Father. Redeem tonight. Redeem tonight. Redeem from the hand of the enemy. Redeem tonight. Redeem on tonight. Oh, God. Redeem, oh, God, the plan of the enemy on tonight. Father, we apply your blood tonight. Father, we apply your blood, God, and all that the enemy thought, all that the enemy thought to do. Father, but we apply your blood on tonight. And we plead your blood even now in the precious name of Jesus. Father, every plan and every curse of the enemy, Father, we apply your blood tonight. In the name of Jesus. Father, we're asking that you would do it tonight. We're asking that you would move mightily. Move mightily for her tonight. Move mightily for her on tonight. In thy precious name, oh God. Move mightily. Hey, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we're asking that you would do it tonight. Father, do it for your name's sake. Do it for your name's sake. For we're coming, believing tonight. Father, do it for your name's sake. Do it. Oh, God. Oh, God, and show yourself. Show that you're yet able to heal. You're yet able to deliver. You're yet able to set free. And Father, we're asking you on hell. Father, touch him tonight. God, cause his eyes to see and cause his eyes to know that you're yet the healer today. In thy precious name, oh God, we're caught. Oh God, we're touching and agreeing on tonight. We're touching and agreeing for hell tonight. Father, we said save him tonight. Set him free, God, in the name of Jesus. Set him free. Oh, glory to God, in the name of Jesus. Set him free. Oh, God, in the precious name of God. Father, we're asking that you will save him tonight. Save him to the utmost on tonight. Save him on tonight, oh, God, and fill him with your precious Holy Ghost. Father, we're asking you to do it tonight. We're asking you to do it tonight. We're asking, oh, God, in this extreme situation, for you're an extreme God, and you're able to do, Father, anything but fail. And we're thanking you now. We're thanking you now. We're claiming air for your kingdom. We're claiming him for the kingdom on tonight. In that precious name, oh, God, Father, not only these, oh, God, in these situations, Father, glory to God, there are others that have heard. There are others, oh, God, that will be facing dire situations on tonight. And Father, we're asking that you'll move, glory to God. Move in every situation on tonight. Move in every circumstance on tonight, glory to God. Father, we're asking that you show yourself strong and show yourself mighty on tonight. Show yourself, oh God, for you are the battle axe. You're able to bring down the hand in the plan of the enemy, Father. Bring it down tonight. Bring it down tonight, Father. We said be exalted. Be exalted among your people. Be exalted, glory to God. Be exalted, Father. Be exalted. Woo, God, in the name of Messiah. Be exalted. Name, oh God. Father, show yourself again. Show yourself strong and show yourself mighty. Father, in these extreme situations, glory to God, we call peace. We call, Father, for your peace. We call for your peace, oh God, in the midst of these situations. Oh, Father, in the troubled hearts on tonight, the many troubled hearts on tonight. But, Father, we call forth your peace now. We call forth your peace in the midst of the storm. We call for your peace, glory to God, your peace. Oh, God, that you've left with us. We call forth your peace now in the precious name of Jesus. And, Father, for this, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We're thanking you, oh, God, for showing yourself strong, for showing yourself mighty. We're thanking you for healing now. We're thanking you for moving in the midst of your people. We're thanking you for your divine order. Hey, glory. Thank you for your divine order. Oh, God, put your divine order in the midst of us. We give you thanks. We give you praise in the name of Jesus. Touch now the minds of your people. Touch now the minds of your people. Cause your people's heart not to be troubled, God, but we trust in you, for you are the true and the living God. And we're thanking you tonight for what concerns us, truly concerns you. And for this, we give you thanks. And for this, we give you praise. For this, we do give you honor. We give you glory. Father, those situations today, God, somebody, oh, God, has to stand before magistrates on tomorrow. Someone has to stand before magistrates. Someone has on tomorrow. Oh, God, but Father, we're asking you tonight. We're asking you to be with them tonight. Be with them, glory to God. Be with them and give them victory. Overturn on tonight. Touch the hearts of the jurors. Touch the hearts, oh, God, of the judge on tonight. Hey, God, touch on tonight. Hey, Hey, oh, Father, touch on tonight. Touch. Oh, Father, touch on tonight. Father, we do pray, and we're thanking you for victory tonight. We're thanking you for redemption. Thank you for redemption on tonight. Thank you for a second chance. Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We give you honor. Way, Baba, higher. We give you glory, higher. Oh, God, we give you glory in the name of Jesus. Father, we're thanking you now. We're thanking you for the answer, for the answers. We're thanking you for the answers, oh, God. We're thanking you for the release of blessings on tonight. We're thanking you for the release of answers on tonight. Glory to God. So many waiting, waiting, waiting. But, Father, we're thanking you tonight. We're thanking you for the release. We're thanking you for the release, oh, God, for the release of the answer, for the release of the blessing. We thank you on tonight. Woo, glory to God. We thank you tonight. We thank you tonight. We thank you tonight. Glory to God. We thank you. We give you praise. Father, we give you honor. We give you glory. We glorify your name. And tonight, oh, God, we're thanking you for your messenger. Thank you for Minister Ali on tonight. Thank you for the word spoken, the word declared on tonight. Father, now we're asking that you would bless your servant. Bless her as only you can. Father, bless her in every situation, in every circumstance on tonight. We're asking that you would bless her. Oh, God, bless her going out and her coming in. We do pray in thy precious name, Jesus. We're asking that you would breathe fresh upon her. Breathe fresh upon your servant on tonight in thy precious name, oh God. We thank you oh, God, for answering every petition. And, oh, God, that she has before you. We thank you tonight. We thank you for the answer. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory, Father. And for those that are there, oh, God, we thank you tonight. We thank you tonight. We're thanking you tonight, Father. Bless her going out. Bless her coming in. Father, from this time forth and forevermore, we're asking, oh, God, that you will cause your face, cause your face to shine upon her. And for this, we give you thanks, and for this, we give you praise. Thank you for working out every situation. Thank you for working out every circumstance. Glory to God. We thank you. Oh, God, we thank you. We praise you. We honor and we glorify you. For these things, we do pray in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 There's nothing, glory to God, there's nothing too hard for God. Glory to God. There's nothing too hard for God. People of God, let not fear grip your faith. You dare let fear hold your faith hostage. Don't you dare let faith be held by fear. But stretch out, believe God, expect God, and he will perform it. Amen. Glory be to God. We give God praise. We give God thanks on tonight. Amen. We thank God for the word on tonight. We bless him. We thank him. Amen. Jesus, glory to God. As we stand on the word of God, the word of God, amen, is sure. It's a sure foundation. Glory to God. And we stand on the word of God on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. Even listen, people of God, even though the storms may be raging, yet stand. Stand, people of God. Stand. Hold on to the word of God. Hold on to the word of God. Everything is going down but the word. Amen. It's the word that sustained the earth. Amen. All of these years that, amen, sustains the stars, sustains the moon, sustains the sun. Everything in its place, amen, Jesus, it is yet being sustained by let there be. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So grab a hold to the word. Amen. Stand on the word. Stand on the promises of God. Amen. Those things that he has promised unto you. Amen, Jesus. If you don't know what he promised, get in the word. Amen. Get in the word and find out what he has promised you. Amen. Glory be to God, because we are new creatures. Amen. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things are new. Amen. So we give God thanks. We give God praise. Amen. We encourage you to stand on tonight. Amen. No matter what may be going on in your life, we want to encourage you to stand. Amen. Stand. Stand still. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Stand still and see, won't God do what he said he will do. Amen. Glory be to God. We got to stand, people of God. We've got to stand. Amen. Glory to God. Again, God's words is a sure foundation. Amen. Everything is going down but the word of God. Amen. We can trust him. We can trust him, people of God. We can trust him. Amen. So we give God thanks and we give God praise on tonight. Amen. For the woman of God. Amen. Coming on tonight to bless our souls. Amen. Jesus, we thank God on tonight for his word, for this, again, this sure foundation. Amen, Jesus. We bless him tonight, people of God. Amen, Jesus. And now listen, we just want to let you know, amen, Jesus, that you can get a copy of the broadcast on tonight. Amen, Jesus. Certainly, amen, you just text us on tonight, and the number is 912-257-3918. Amen, Jesus. Or, amen, you can text us, amen, at 678-608-7234. Amen. For our international listeners, amen, in particular, amen, you can text us at 678-608-7234. Amen. Don't forget, you can also go out to our Facebook page. Glory to God. Our messages are housed on our Facebook page. Glory to God. So you can go out there and just click and listen. amen, for whichever night as well. You can go out on the web, Prayer News Network, amen. Go out there, amen. You'll be able to pull us up as well, be able to listen to any of our broadcasts out there as well, amen. Glory be to God. So we give God thanks and we just give God praise. If you are requesting a copy, we want to ask you, amen, once you get your copy, don't forget to send it to someone else. Amen. Send it to someone else so that someone else can be blessed. Amen. Glory to God. Send it, send it, send it. Amen. As we often say, it's a virtual track. Amen. They don't have to read it. All they got to do is click and listen. Amen. To what thus saith the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. So listen, people of God, listen. We also want to remind you that on Saturday, amen, Saturday, will be our 2-year anniversary celebration. Don't forget the time change. It's not at 9 o'clock. It's at 8 o'clock. Amen. Don't be late. Don't be late. Don't be late. If you be late, you're going to miss a lot of information. Amen. So certainly don't be late. Amen. We want you to be there. Amen. Be on time. Amen. We're not going to endeavor to hold you long, but we'll be traveling a little bit. Amen, Jesus, and we certainly want you to be there to be in the celebration with us. Amen. Glory be to God again. Saturday at 8 o'clock. Saturday at 8 o'clock, not 9 o'clock, 8 o'clock. Amen. Our 2-year anniversary celebration. Amen. We're looking forward to you being there. We're looking forward to God doing great things even in the celebration. Amen. We're so grateful to the Lord, amen, for carrying us this far, bringing us this far. Amen, Jesus, I'm telling you, he's brought us from a mighty, mighty long way, amen. And he yet has, amen, things in store for this PNN, amen. Glory be to God. So we thank God on tonight, amen, Jesus. We just want to, amen, amen, be in awe. Glory be to God. Amen, Jesus, we just want to, amen, pray, amen, the blessing on tonight, the benediction blessing. Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise now on tonight. We thank you for your word. We thank you for all that you've done. Father, in thy precious name, Jesus, Father, we're asking you on tonight to cover us and keep us, each and every one. Keep our households on tonight, we do pray. Father, keep our families, those that are far, those that are near, keep and cover them, we do pray in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking you on tonight, Father, even as your word declared, you promised your beloved sweet sleep, and we're thanking you for sweet sleep. We're thanking you for rest. We're thanking you on tonight, oh God, that we shall arise on tomorrow in your resurrection power. We shall arise rested. Glory to God. We shall arise rested, oh God, in you. And for this, we give you thanks. We give you praise. Now, Father, we're asking you as we close this line on tonight, but certainly not your presence. We're asking that you would be with us, shield us, keep us from the hand and the plan of the enemy. Father, we do give you thanks. We give you praise until you bring us back at the yet appointed time. For this, we thank you. For this, we praise you. In thy precious name, Jesus, glory to God. We're asking you, hide us behind your precious cross. Cover us in your shed blood. Cover us and we shall be covered. Hide us and we shall be hid. We're thanking you tonight. In thy precious name, Jesus, we pray. Amen. 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 God bless you, people of God. That does conclude our broadcast for tonight. Amen. We want to ask you to be sure. Amen. Be sure to come back and be with us on tomorrow night. Amen, Jesus. We know that God has great things in store. Don't forget to tell somebody about the anniversary celebration on Saturday. Don't forget to tell them Saturday at 8 o'clock. Tell them to be there. Amen, Jesus. Tell them they don't want to miss it. Amen. God bless you tonight, people of God. We love you. And that does conclude tonight's broadcast. Amen. And we look to see you here on tomorrow night. Blessings to each and every one of you in Jesus' name.
This session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.